Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at Aura.com/listen. That's Aura.com/listen.
Whoa, like, holy shit, everybody. Welcome to Heather Shaw Is Kidding. It's me, Britney Spears. Holy shit. Wow. Is this a microphone? Well, yeah.
How you doing, everybody? How are you doing? Happy Wednesday. It's Heather Shaw. Hope you're having a fantastic week. Hope you're not super into the stock market. Because, holy buddy, it's a crashing. Okay? Call the stock market a fucking Delta plane. It's going down, baby. It's flipping and flopping. Trump is out here crashing the stock market thinking it's an airline flight. Am I right? Hey-o! This is coming from a woman who owns zero stocks in anything. So I can laugh at it because I do not understand it. I don't know. The stock market is what? It's fantasy football for men who understand math and women. I'm not trying to say that women don't play the stock market game. They certainly do. I'm not trying to be sexist here when I make fun of, men, people who love the stock market. It's essentially, it is gambling, but like on a higher level. It's like gambling for people who do Adderall instead of gambling for people who do coke. You know, I bet on NFL games and people give me shit constantly. I'm not betting my house. I'm betting very, very low amounts, but then, you know, the stock market's fine. The stock market's smart. You should invest in the stock market. I guess if you're doing long-term investing, it's okay. The short term is where it's kind of fishy. I don't know much, guys. I don't really care. I don't care about the stock market. It's all bullshit. But you know what? We'll get into it a little at the end of the episode. Does anybody here give a fuck about stocks? Okay, that's what I thought. Right, Brittany?
You're right, girl. Fuck the stock market.
I don't know. Carrot Top. I saw Carrot Top once. Side note. I saw Carrot Top once in the grocery store. No, I saw him at, I saw him live when I was a child, a tween. You know, most people my age were going to see NSYNC. And I said, let me see the man with red hair telling jokes. That's what I was about. My parents were so disappointed in me. I saw him once and he had a great bit about Britney Spears. It was when Oops, I Did It Again. It was when that was big. And Carrot Top, I always remember this joke he told because I thought it was very clever. He said that Britney Spears sings like a car trying to start.
Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah.
So shout out to Carrot Top for that joke that I've always remembered since my youth. It's great. That's the mark. Honestly, that's a mark of a good comic. If you can tell a joke that somebody is remembering for, what, 20 years? Pretty good. Shout out to C-Top, who might be a C-Bottom. I think allegedly he's gay. I don't know if he's gay. I've heard he's gay, but, you know, what do I know? He might just be a Florida straight, which is kind of, you know, an American gay. All right, that is, let's get into some upcoming shows here. Dallas, Texas, this weekend. I'm performing at an open mic. Please come see me. I'm at Mic Drop Comedy, Dallas, Texas, this Friday and Saturday. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. And a bunch of other cities. I'll just tell you the recent ones, and then at the end of the show, I'll list off all of them. But go to heathershawcomedy.com for tickets. I'm coming to a city near you, and I'm coming in a city near you if your state allows porn. Because some states don't allow porn anymore. Kentucky, I'm looking at you, bitch. Dallas this weekend, Tyler, Texas next weekend. And then I'll do some April shows. We got Baltimore, Long Island, Uncasville at Mohegan Sun, Chicago, New Brunswick, New Jersey, New York City, Bridgeport, Connecticut, St. Louis, Boston, Napa, California, Flagstaff, Arizona, come on, and a bunch of other cities I'm not going to list off now, but go to heathershawcomedy.com and get tickets, bitch. Get tickets, bitch. And don't forget to rate and review this podcast. You guys have been doing a fantastic job. I applaud you for leaving review after review of one word. And you know what that word is. Queef. Thank you so much. You guys are such good listeners. You really are, literally. You're really good at listening to this podcast, and you're really good at listening to my requests for your reviews. Keep the reviews coming. If you haven't left a queef yet, what the fuck are you doing, you little queef nug? Maybe I'll call you guys queef nuggets. That would be it. I think queef army is thrown out. Now I'm just calling my followers, my fans. I don't want to say followers because that sounds like I'm Jared Leto leading a cult. Because that's what Jared Leto does now, by the way. He leads a cult. I should have talked about it in this episode, but we'll talk about it later. Yeah, Jared Leto allegedly is leading a cult, and he dresses like Jesus. I mean, I would follow him. That man hasn't aged in four decades. That man hasn't aged since birth. I don't know what he's doing, but I'll drink the juice. But I will be calling my fans Queef Nuggets. I think that's what we're going to do now. So what up, QNs? Join the Patreon. It's a good community over there. If you've joined, you know it. Good chat we got going on there. It's real fun. It's real lively. We got a chat going on. And then I post an extra episode of this podcast every single goddamn motherfucking cunt-licious week, bitch. Come on. This past episode, I talked about performing in West Nyack, still not understanding what West Nyack is. And I rant a lot. It was a ranty, complaining episode. If you want to hear that, head on over to Patreon. Become a Patreon member. Patreon.com/HeatherShawComedy. I haven't heard Lady Gaga's new album because I'm not a raging gay man. But apparently it's good. I don't know. I talked to some gay sources. And by gay sources, I mean two gay men I know. And they were not a fan. But, you know, this is just what I'm hearing from the mean streets of homosexuals. That... not a super fan of it. I originally was a Gaga fan back in like the mid-2000s, not even early 2000s. I mean, when she first came out, girl, I was like all about it. Bad Romance, Poker Face. I think I was really into the first two albums. And then she just got too gay guy for me. Her music became, you know, I'm not doing poppers and anal. And God bless you if you are, but that's what her music sounds like. Her music sounds like a Grindr notification. And why is she always yelling? I don't know what she's yelling about. I guess she was always yelling. Bad romance she was yelling. I want your loving, I want your man. But now it's like, I don't care about what she's yelling about now. What's her abracadabra doodle song? I don't know. I really can't even tell you how it sounds. Abracadabra. I don't know. It's too much. I'm too old. Let me put on my Ani DeFranco and I'll fuck off in the corner. You gay guys have fun. You know, I love Drag Race. You think I'd love Lady Gaga's music. I just don't like, I'm very neutral about Gaga. No hate at all. I think she's a fantastic artist. She means so much for so many people, not me particularly, but I'm just indifferent towards her. You know, if this was Fiona Apple we were talking about, yeah, I'd be throwing down for the FAP, Fiona App. I love FAP. That's what I call her. Don't tell her that. But, you know, Gaga's not for me, but I've heard her album is good. Abracadabra. Oh, yeah, it's like, Abracadabra, shula, blah, blah. Rotita, ratatitota. I don't know. That's what I hear when I listen to that song on for 5 seconds on TikTok. Very dramatic. She's an artist, you know? You gotta really take yourself a bit seriously. I know that Gaga's great, but in order to be like a generational artist, you really have to take yourself seriously or your art seriously. You have to, you know, you show up in a meat dress and it's very serious business. It's camp, but it's also like, This is legendary. You have to have like that I am an icon mentality, and I just can't buy into it. Remember when she showed up to the VMAs dressed as a man, Joe or something? You know, that's art. I know it's art. I don't know what the, it's like, this is why I don't go to museums, because it just makes me feel dumb. And I'm not going to stare and look at a painting and try to find the meaning in it. I'm going to look at it and go like, yeah, okay. I don't care. That's how I feel about Gaga's artistry. I'm just like, yeah, okay. I just, whatever. All right. Well, we started off strong with Britney Spears. She is, she posted a new video, and that's why I had her on to open the show. She posted a new video. It is wild. She's with her son, Jaden James, which Jaden James sounds like a fantastic porn star. Now, I'm not trying to make fun of children. He's 18 years old, so it's, you know, I sound like a, when I talk about joking about people that are 18, I sound the same way a man would talk about dating an 18-year-old. No, they're of age. He's 18, so he can take it. No, it's fine. It's not illegal. They're 18. That's how I sound when I'm like, yeah, I can make fun of Jaden James now. I can say he sounds like a porn star. His name sounds like a fucking porn star because he's 18. He can take it. God, I really have a lot in common with creeps. I am like Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah, she posted an Instagram with her 18-year-old son, Jaden James, which, you know, once again, great porn star name. I didn't really watch it, but apparently he was, I didn't see the part where he was playing the piano. He's playing the piano, and she's like, she posted a video. It's kind of crazy, guys. But what do we expect from Britney Spears' Instagram? I love Britney Spears so much. I'll never like, I feel infinitely bad for Britney Spears. It's very much the Black Mirror episode with Miley Cyrus. It's really that. That's what Britney Spears is to us. But, you know, as a comedian, I look at this and it's like a gold mine. It's crazy cuckoo bananas. She's gushing about him playing the piano. I don't know what he played. Imagine he just played like Hot Cross Buns. You know, I don't know. Or Row, Row, Row Your Boat. I don't know. I don't know what he played. I'm sure it was fantastic, whatever it was. I'm sure it was amazing, but she is gushing, and she should. She's his mother. This is how parents should react to children doing anything, I think. It's great. It's good reinforcement, positive reinforcement to healthy things. Not like, you know, if your kid kills somebody, you shouldn't be like, fuck yeah, that's my kid. Anyways, I digress. But in the Instagram, she's like, in her post, she's like blown away, which is really supportive and cute. But it's like, it's so funny how it's, I gotta say, it's almost as if, so she's like filming her son. He's wearing a beanie. He's wearing glasses. He looks like, I don't know. He's a kid. He's like 18 years old, whatever. But the energy in that video is very much like, I just smoked a joint with my mom and it might've been laced with cocaine. Do you know what I mean? It's a little off, but so is Britney, rightfully so. She has every right to be off. Okay. Her whole life has been off. It's not her fault that she's like this now. She has completely been tormented, but it is very funny from a comedian's perspective because she's like filming just her son. I never saw the piano part on the clip that she posted on Instagram. So it's all you're seeing is her just filming her son and being like,
whoa, that was so sick. Wow. You are amazing. Whoa. Fucking amazing. Sick. Jaden James, my son just played. Oh my God. I felt it in my bones and my heart and my lungs and my ass and my throat and I'm scared.
She literally said that. I swear to God. And he's just kind of slowly walking around trying to get out of frame while she's saying all this. And he's like, all right, this wasn't that good. Again, I don't know what he was playing, but even he knew it was like, all right, mom, that wasn't that. You're embarrassing me yet again. I'm glad they're reunited though. But yeah, just a cuckoo bananas post from our beloved Britney. The toxic hit maker continued to rave about her son in the caption of the post, writing,
he's a genius and I am in awe of him. I can't believe he's mine. I was honestly scared that that's not normal.
I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. Do any of us? I don't know. Jaden is the younger brother of 19-year-old Sean Preston. Okay, so one of them got a normal name, Sean Preston, and then Jaden James. Britney was mostly estranged from her kids during their teen years as they lived with their father, Kevin Federline. God, can you imagine growing up in that household? K-Fed's house? Sucks. I'd rather be with Britney. 100%. And then the things they're being told by Kevin Federline about their mom. God. She is a lot, though. I mean, that's a lot of energy. And, you know, she's probably, again, I don't know if Britney is all there anymore. And rightfully so. I'm not trying. There's no part of me that is blaming Britney Spears for how she acts, because you would be acting that way too, or much worse. She has been under the intense scrutiny of the public eye since she was a teenager. That's fucking crazy. She's never fully been free. But she's doing the best she can and making us laugh all along the way. Shout out to Britney Spears, and God bless her Instagram.
Whoa, Jaden.
Okay. We thank Britney Spears for joining this show. Meghan Markle has a new show. God fucking who cares? Oh my God. I wanted to make a TikTok about this, but it just wasn't translating. So I'm hoping here it translates a bit more. Meghan Markle, who the fuck do you think you are? And why do you think we care? These are the questions I have. Who fucking cares about you, Meghan Markle? You're good. I hope nothing awful happens to Meghan Markle. I want her to live a fantastic private life. But here's the thing. And these have been rumors for a long time. Meghan Markle and her husband, they are kind of attention whores. They kind of want, they want to be famous real bad. It's not that they want to live a rich life and just be in the privacy of their own home. If that were the case, they probably would have stayed with the royal family. My favorite thing about Meghan Markle is that she married into the royal family and then was so shocked when she found out they were racist. Like, yeah, girl, no shit. That's like going to a Klan meeting and being like, I don't feel safe. Like, what? Of course those inbred motherfuckers are going to be racist. They don't look at black people ever. When they see a black person, they're like, oh my God, an alien. Aliens must be coming down to attack Earth. You know what I mean? Like, they don't see black people, bitch. I don't even think they have black help. I think they keep the help all to the white. I think all their servants and maids are all white. You know what I'm saying? If they saw a Hispanic person, they would think they, you know, They would literally just call the cops. If they saw a Hispanic person, they would think they time traveled to a different area, a different era of the world, a different era of the universe. I don't know. I love that about Meghan Markle, though. She was just so shocked that they were racist. Like, what do you think, bitch? So they came over to LA. They moved to LA, as you do when you want to just live a nice life, a nice private life. You live in LA. You know, she's an ex-actress. I think she's always really just wanted to be famous. I think she likes Prince Harry. I think she loves him. He's not a bad guy to look at. It's not hard to fall in love with Prince Harry. I mean, Prince William, that's another thing. You got to get over a lot of baldness. But, you know, Prince Harry, that's easy. I like Prince Harry. But so she's got this show on Netflix. I think she wants to be like the next Martha Stewart. But she would never like want to be friends with Snoop Dogg, which that's why she'll never be Martha Stewart. And also she wouldn't inside trade. So like, ew. It's called With Love, Meghan. Good. I remember seeing one clip on TikTok. It was so fucking funny. So she has Mindy Kaling on, right? And Mindy Kaling is clearly on. This is a favor, bitch. Mindy Kaling is helping Meghan Markle out. Mindy Kaling doesn't need Meghan Markle, okay? She is good. She doesn't need that shit. But she's trying. I mean, she's on the show. I think she's on it. Maybe she's making some money. Maybe she's just supporting Meghan Markle and was like, yeah, sure, whatever. Mindy Kaling, and she's skinny now, and that's fun. They're making, like, fucked up cucumber sandwiches in Meghan's quote-unquote kitchen. Who the fuck knows where this is? You know, it's probably some set in Malibu. They're making fucking cucumber sandwiches because, you know, Americans love cucumber sandwiches. Meghan, you're American. Like, stop trying to sell us on this weird bullshit British royal family shit. What cucumber sandwich have you ever encountered in your life as an American? Can we cut the shit? Even Martha Stewart is like, bitch, please. So they're making some fucked up cucumber sandwiches. That pisses me off. Cucumbers are just crunchy water and you want to put them in between bread? What, are we in the depression? Kind of, with the stock market. We're kind of in the depression. But Meghan Markle's not. But so Meghan Markle's trying to be relatable because, you know, she wants to be famous so bad and she wants to be liked and she wants to like appeal to the normal person and be like, I'm just like, I'm great. Love me, you know, with this stupid fucking show. It's like Lifetime show. I don't know what the show is. It's just her making sandwiches with celebrities and drinks and shit. It's fucked up. She thinks she's Ina Garten. It's like, if you want to be Ina Garten, you got to get a gay husband, bitch. You got to get a Michael who's never there. He comes home on the weekend, maybe once or twice. And you serve him and his gay and his guy friends. Wink, wink. So Meghan Markle's trying to be relatable and she's like going on about how she, you know, she likes fast food. You know, she loves Jack in the Box, you know what I mean? All this shit. And Mindy Kaling trying to be supportive, trying to make the show interesting and fun and light. She just says a comment. She's like, you know, this is, it's kind of crazy. Like, I bet nobody would think Meghan Markle eats Jack in the Box. That's so cool. Like trying to make her relatable and try to be like cute about it. And right after she said that, I swear to God, Meghan Markle just goes, you know, it's so funny that you still call me Meghan Markle when I'm clearly the Duchess of Sussex. Meaning her royal name, right? What a fucking cunt. And they pan to Mindy Kaling's face after she says that. And it just is like, I mean, if you're watching on YouTube now, it's just like, okay, girl, I'm just here trying to help you out. And now you want to come for me, bitch? You know, it's just so funny that you keep fucking up my fucking name by calling me my actual fucking name when actually I'm Sussex. Like, way to make yourself not relatable, Meghan. Mindy Kaling was setting you up with a softball pitch to be like, I know, isn't it crazy? I'm just like everyone who is a fat idiot in this country. I'm just like all of you fat idiots. I like my dumb fast food too, bitch. But instead she had to be like, actually, that's not my fucking name, loser, Mindy Kaling. I'm surprised you didn't throw a cucumber sandwich at her. But you can't be excommunicated from the royal family and then keep the name, can you? And also, you're in America, bitch, and you're American. No one gives a fuck about the Duchess of Sussex. We don't even know what that fucking means. No one cares. Why do you? Aren't you in LA for a reason? No one is calling you the Duchess of Sussex. You are insufferable. I thought Meghan Markle was kind of like, oh, I had her back. I was like, oh, fuck the royal family. I'm glad she got that fucking prince and they got the fuck out of there. But now I'm like, what a cunt. I don't care. You'll never be Martha. Because when Martha's cunty, she's fucking funny. She will read you down. She's a shady bitch. But she's fun about it. Meghan Markle's just dumb and lame. And Mindy Kaling's just there like, bitch, I don't know. I'm trying to help you out. This is, she said, okay. Yeah, sorry, Sussex. Yeah. Ew. I can't believe they left that in. The producers are so shady for that. They left that shit in on purpose. To be like, look how much our boss sucks. Anyways, Meghan Markle's latest show, 8-part series, 8 parts of this shit. Can you imagine sitting through this earnestly? God, I just know the Queen of England. She's just rolling around in hell right now. Her show has earned lower viewership numbers than her 2022 series, Harry and Meghan. So they just have these like Netflix deal. I mean, can we just cut the shit? She's got multiple Netflix deals. What's Netflix doing? Are they okay? We don't care. No one cares. Somebody, I read a review from Australia and they were like, I love this podcast, but I really have to really get up the courage to listen to it because I know she burps. I'm so sorry. I'm really trying to lay off the mouth farts. If they come naturally, they come naturally, baby. Okay, that's what he said. But I'm so sorry, Australian person. Thank you for listening. I'm sorry that you have to really get up the courage to press play on this shit. I get it. I'm trying to keep the mouth farts to a very minimum, okay? I understand not everybody's a mouth fart enthusiast. With Love, Meghan, a series that shows the mom of two offer a how-to guide for entertaining. God, we don't need it, bitch. We can't afford groceries. We do not need to know how to entertain. Can you feed the poor, Meghan Markle, Duchess of Sussex? Can you feed the fucking poor? Give the poor your cucumber sandwiches and watch them stab you. I just hope they go away. I just want them to be happy and healthy and rich and far away from my TV screen. And I hope that Mindy Kaling gets the last laugh on that. You know she must have been so pissed. Like, are you fucking kidding me, bitch? I don't know where they're going after this. I can't imagine people give a fuck about the Duchess of Sussex. The Duchess of Sussex. Oh, Mindy Kaling addresses the negative reaction. Wait, what did she say? You know she's going to be so PR heavy with this response. I can't wait. Hold on. I got a bunch of pop-ups. Okay, hold on. Mindy Kaling addresses the negative reaction Meghan Markle got for correcting her on the Netflix cooking show. She said, this is what she said. She's such a PR monster. She's not going to tell you the honest truth. Somebody call up, phone up BJ Novak. He'll tell you what she really thinks. She said, you know, I had a great time. Oh, that's it? That's all she said? Oh, I noticed that whenever I do something, anything related to Meghan, it becomes like searching for words. We were making sandwiches and, you know, then they'll push in on my face on TikTok and they'll be like, look at this emotion you felt. And honestly, I didn't even remember because we shot it like 9 months ago. So she's not really... She said she loved her time with Meghan. Yeah, I mean, this is what's going to happen. Mindy Kaling's a PR's dream. She's not going to dish it. She's no Kathy Griffin. She's not going to say like, yeah, that was fucking rude. And also, I threw that cucumber sandwich out because I'm not a fucking, you know, depressed 1920s Dickensian weirdo on the street, like a street urchin. Boy, oh boy, Mindy Kaling. Drake's IG post is the next thing I wanted to talk about. Drake is embarrassing himself once again with Instagram. Mind you, this man's 39. Now, I'm all for like, age is just a word, right? Age is just a word. I'm almost 37, okay? And I probably don't act like most 37-year-olds. I'm not immature, but, you know, what's a 401k? But there's a certain point where you just can't do cringy shit anymore. Because it just... I know that Drake allegedly likes him young. So in his heart, he is young. But Jesus Christ, he's corny. He posted this Instagram. And the caption there is... I can't really understand what he's trying to say. And I don't think he knows either. Maybe he was in a K-hole when he wrote this. Or texting teenagers. And that takes a lot of time. And you can't really focus. Here's what he says in his caption. I'm just going to read it and then we can break it down. You know, I grew up non-confrontational and always treated this game as a sport where my pen won gold. But my, these days the podium has been hard for all of us to ignore. What the fuck are you talking about? I've stopped it right there. What the fuck is he talking about? First of all, he talks like my grandma. But my, these days, the podium has been hard for all of us to ignore. My grandma says that shit. Oh, my stars. Oh, my, these days. Oh, my, these days are long. Please take me, Jesus. That's what my grandma sounds like. He's always treated this game as a sport where his pen won gold. You have ghostwriters, so it's not even your pen. You're just paying for that pen. You know what I mean? He goes on. I understand that this next chapter may leave you feeling uneasy. Is he about to touch girls? What's going on? What is he talking about? Hide your children. I don't know what he... What is this next chapter? To catch a predator? I understand that this next chapter may leave you feeling uneasy. But I hope you see my honesty as clarity, not charity. Brother, this guy stinks. God, does he just talk in shitty poems like a fucking 16-year-old angsty girl on Tumblr? Fucking hell. I hope you see my honesty as clarity, not charity, that answers some questions, especially about the unanswered texts you've been sending me. Bitch, put the phone down. Pick up a fucking book. Read A Little Life. That one's dark and sad. You'll like it, Drake. Kind of reminds me of your life right now. It's little. I'm done with Drake. I've been done with Drake. He's embarrassing. He posted a selfie of him in some fucked up restaurant. He's wearing a Liberace jacket. He's just weird, man. This guy's weird. Let's see what people are saying. Get out of here. Let's see what people are saying here in the comments. Someone got to tell Drake the beef is over. Yeah, Drake's got to know it's over. You know it's really over when Conan O'Brien jokes about you being a pedophile on the Oscars. Did anybody catch that joke? It was halfway through the Oscars, and Conan came out and said, well, we're halfway through the Oscars, which means it's about time Kendrick Lamar comes out and calls Drake a pedophile. Great joke. Solid joke. But damn, you know this shit's over when Conan O'Brien's pasty ass is making jokes about you at the Oscars. Somebody said, the fuck this dude talking about? We do not know. We do not know. His pen won gold. Yeah, see? More like his ghostwriter's pen. See? Great minds think alike. Non-confrontational, but sneak disses everyone he doesn't like. Exactly. He's a sneak disser. He's a dork. He's a cosplaying. He's cosplaying as a gangster rapper. And it's like, dude, just give it up. Just go back to making stupid. And the thing is, he can't go back. He's like in Katy Perry territory where, like, he's too old to be talking about going to the club, going to the strip club, texting women. You're 40, dude. You have a child. Raise the child. You got to get really hard into, like, being a square. You know, you really got to stop gambling on sports. Get into the stock market. Grow the fuck up. You know, it's just corny. It's not fun. It's really giving, like, you ever go out with people in your 20s and you drink heavily and you do coke and then, you know, you maybe leave. Maybe it was your hometown and you leave and then you come back like in 5 years later and you're like, oh my God, I want to go to that bar that I used to go to. Not so much a college bar, but just like an old hometown bar, and you go and then you see everybody that used to hang out with still in that motherfucker, still there drinking, doing coke. Dude, and you're like, what the fuck? Do you have nothing better? Like this has to be torture. You no hobbies? Don't you have children? Where are your children? That's what it feels like now watching Drake. It's like going back to your hometown and realizing some people never left the bar. And it's like, I hope you really leave the bar. Like, life is so much bigger than this dingy, you know, puke-filled, coke-ridden paradise. I'm not a fan of Drake. You know, I was a fan of Drake when I was in my early 20s. You know, as you are. But I'm older now. I can't relate to Drake. You know, I'm getting heavy into Kendrick. I can relate to Kendrick a little. I mean, you know, I'm a white bitch. You know, it's hard for me to be like, yeah, I totally understand the struggle. But I can relate to the prolific things he talks about when it comes to just outlooks on life and how important love and relationships and community are. You know, that's the things I relate to. I just wrote, where the fuck is Taylor and Travis? Where the fuck are Taylor and Travis? I made a TikTok about this, but I got to ask you, where the fuck are they? Do you think it's a PR relationship? I mean, because now the Eras Tour is done and the football season's over. And, you know, Travis went out in an astonishing defeat. You know, they got their ass blown up in the Super Bowl. You think they're just a private couple? Or do you think that was a PR couple? I understand that people can have their privacy, but these are not private people. But Taylor Swift, the most private thing about Taylor Swift is her plane. You know, and Travis Kelce's never been a private... Travis Kelce's been trying to be famous for a very long time. He had a reality dating show on the E Network. You know, a great place for people that love their privacy. All the private people are on the E Network. The Kardashians, whatever the fuck else is on that show. I don't know. I don't watch. But, you know, he had a reality dating TV show a while ago where I think he was dating black women. It was back when he was cool. But these aren't private people. You know, it's a hard sell for me, unless it's a certain celebrity. It's really a hard sell when somebody goes, oh, no, they're just a private person as a celebrity. Because, yeah, a celebrity's, you know, they hate attention. The last thing a celebrity wants is attention. Come on, let's be real here. There are private celebrities, but they're very few and far between. far and few between. What's the fucking saying? I don't care. Where the fuck are Taylor and Travis? You think they're just cuddling in Rhode Island? Or do you think they're in Cleveland? Ugh, I don't think Taylor's going to Cleveland. That's where Travis is from. I think they're just out there in Rhode Island. I think I said something on TikTok about how they're a couple who looks like they like sit on the couch with a glass of wine and just watch YouTube videos of hipster girls covering rap songs with a ukulele. Is that not accurate? Don't they look like they're like watching hipster girls on YouTube with a ukulele singing like Tupac? I don't know. I just like a ukulele cover of like an Eminem song. Even worse. Now hush, little baby, don't you cry. Mockingbird by Eminem on the ukulele. Something's happening. I don't know where they are, though. It's maybe they're enjoying their downtime as a couple, but this is a couple who seem to love the attention and love the paparazzi and go out to the dinners and go out to the parties. And, you know, when things were going on, when the NFL season was hot and when the Eras Tour was hot, and now that that's all gone, it's like, do you think these people are even texting each other? Or they're just going, all right, I'll see you in August when the season starts. And then, you know, Taylor Swift's doing whatever she wants to do with whoever. I don't know if she's gay. I really don't give a fuck. And I really can't tell. And I have put probably 5% of my energy towards thinking about this in my entire life. But she could go either way. She's probably, I have no idea. I really don't care either. But I don't know about that relationship. That just seems so PR heavy and so like, it was such a good relationship for both of them. For business purposes and attention, keeping them relevant, which, you know, Taylor Swift would have been relevant on her own with the Eras Tour. So maybe that's not it. I don't know. It just seems a little fishy, funky, weird. All right. Shout out to our, let's get into our ad read of the week, baby. It's Lucy Brown. You know them. You love them. I love their coffee so much. They fuel me, baby. They fuel me. I am a proud, proud subscription owner. Is that the word? A subscriber. I think that's the word. I'm gay. Sorry. I have been a proud subscriber of Lucy Brown Coffee's coffee subscription for more than a year now, and it is a fantastic service. I don't like going out to the grocery store and getting coffee because that coffee selection sucks ass. Might as well call that coffee selection the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. It's you know, it's like basic manufactured, over-manufactured coffee, Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts. It's not coffee that's handled with care, not made with care, not made with love. So with a Lucy Brown coffee subscription, it's great because you're getting these curated bags from these smaller roasters. And this coffee is delicious. It hits. It's so good. I get the dark roast, whole bean. It is so good. Every month, I get a new bag from a different roaster I've never heard of before, and the coffee is always so fucking good. And you can tell that the people who make it fucking care about coffee, and that's great. You know, who I don't even know where the Starbucks beans are coming from. What massive facility that they're sharing with Amazon are they're making the Starbucks bags for their coffee? I can't even imagine. But the Lucy Brown coffee subscription, that's where it's at. Get it, baby. Get this subscription without ever leaving the comfort of your home. All you got to do is go on their website, fill out the form on their website, and then get the coffee beans, baby. It's so easy, and it's all just starting at $20 a month. That's so cheap. So, so cheap. Just visit lucybrowncoffee.com. That's L-U-S-S-I, browncoffee.com. Follow the coffee subscription button and get signed up today. And listen to this. If you use the code Heather Shaw is kidding, you'll get 10% off your motherfucking first order. Thank you, Lucy Brown, for sponsoring the show. We love you so much. And they have great merch, by the way. Check out their website for merch. I wear a shirt of theirs all the time. Because here's a little secret about me. And if you've got merch, hit me the fuck up. Because I do not buy clothes. Okay, so if you give me, like Sarah, the owner of Lucy Brown, we're friends, so we know each other. She gave me a shirt of hers, you know, free of charge. Very nice. But she is getting 10 times the promotion in the shirt, and I'm glad to do it because I don't buy clothes. So when you give me merch, I am wearing your shit. I wear Lucy Brown's shirt all the fucking time. It doesn't hurt that it looks fucking good. It's a good-ass shirt. You should buy one too. It's sick. But you can give me ugly merch. I'll wear it. If you have any merch and you want free promotion, send it to my ass, because I'm not buying clothes. Fuck that shit. I'm just wearing what people send me. And luckily, Lucy Brown's merch looks fucking awesome. So check out their merch online as well. All right, let's get back into the show. Nebraska is having a hard time, and the internet does not care. Nebraska is known for being farmland, Farmville. You know, I think they're like the number one producer of wheat, soybeans, probably maybe corn. You know, they produce a lot. Beef, if you're eating that, Jesus Christ, grow up. You know, but they slaughter a lot of cows out there. They are a mecca for farmers. Nebraska also has about, I believe, the stat was 40 to 65% of their workers are undocumented immigrants. It's a big part of your labor force that you voted against protecting the rights of. They don't even have rights. Nebraska is also known to be a red state. Of course, there are people who vote blue in Nebraska, but it's like voting blue in Kentucky. It means absolutely nothing. It's dog shit. You know, I vote blue in Kentucky, and it feels like I just farted into the wind. It means nothing. But Nebraska, they are the notorious for supporting Republican parties, and they supported Trump heavily. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people like to say this phrase online, you fuck around, you find out. I don't take pleasure in seeing people's pain, even if that person voted for the party that's pro-racism, pro-deportations, pro-discrimination, anti-DEI. You know, I mean, these, you know, they did vote for a party that is filled with hate and did not think that that hate would come back to attack them. You know, it's the classic Francesca. I forget her full name on TikTok. Her name's Francesca, but she has that song, "Oh, I never thought the leopards would eat my face." You know, I mean, that's really what it is with Nebraska. They all voted Trump, and Trump is eating their face and eating their livelihood. And they're going, "Well, I never thought the leopard would eat my face. I voted for the leopard." It's sad to see. I don't want to see farmers lose their livelihood, even if the farmers are pro-Trump. That's not my kind of MO. You know, I don't want to see anybody in this country lose their livelihood unless it's like P. Diddy, and that's okay. But if you're just a farmer and you know, you're just raised a certain way and you just kind of never really, you know, you just never ventured into critical thinking for yourself, or you've never been exposed to certain. I mean, I think liberals forget that a lot of communities have just never been exposed to different ways of life or different communities. And so maybe if they had been exposed, they wouldn't be so ignorant. But a lot of times, you know, it's just what they know. And I'm not excusing it, but it's like a secluded tribe you find in the Amazon. And then you're mad that they don't know how to post on TikTok. It's like they were never exposed to it. You know what I mean? I certainly wish that people would use their brains and be empathetic towards other communities, even if they aren't firsthand dealing with them on a day-to-day basis, but it is what it is. Nebraska's losing a lot. So, you know, undocumented immigrants are not showing up to work in Nebraska. They're going elsewhere because they're not going to be deported. They're not going to be, you know, not going to put themselves at risk for that. So there goes a lot of their workforce. And then on top of that, Trump is slashing a lot of subsidized programs that helped these farmers. I can't tell you exactly the programs. I think it was a lot of things like the government would pay for equipment that the farmers would use, and the farmers would pay back on a very nice plan, a payment plan to pay back for this equipment. I think that program was introduced by Biden. And then, you know, farmers for the last 4 years were loving those programs. They were getting great equipment for farming, and they were able to pay back for the equipment on a nice plan. It was, you know, nothing that was predatory or something that they couldn't do. And Trump kind of came in and slashed that up. Hey, Doge. Shout out to Doge. Fuck those farmers. Who needs wheat? Who needs beef? Not me, bitch, but maybe you do. Yeah, they're just in the fuck around, find out stage, and it's unfortunate. And a lot of people are online taking glee in that. It's kind of evil. liberals who talk about inclusion and community and then turn around and are like, fucking told you so, idiot. It's just, it's weird. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, you voted for hate thinking that hate would never hit you. And this is kind of what you get. There was a woman on TikTok who said, does no one care about Nebraska? She's a Nebraskan person. I don't know what she voted for. She never said. I would assume Trump, but who knows? And she got on and said, does no one even care about what's going on in Nebraska right now? Does no one care about Nebraska? And I hate to tell her, like, no, no one gives a fuck about Nebraska. I'm sorry, Nebraska. I love you in your beautiful flat land. Driving through your state feels like torture. So I love you so much, but you're a great comedy crowd. I'll give you that. I love being in Omaha for the comedy. I gotta say, didn't see a lot of teeth in that audience. Performing in Omaha, it felt like I was watching Breaking Bad. Holy shit. But, yeah, nobody cares about Nebraska. I'm sorry, bitch. Nobody, even when the economy was good and when you had undocumented migrant workers doing all the dirty work for you for peanuts, we didn't give a fuck about you. And I hate to be the person that's to tell you that. I didn't even stitch her because I didn't want to be rude online. You know, I've got 2.8 million followers. Some things I have to bite my tongue on. It comes across just really rude, but I think it is very funny. We don't give a fuck about Nebraska, bitch. I don't even think people in Nebraska... Clearly, the people in Nebraska don't give a fuck about Nebraska. They voted against their own interests. You know, do you care about Nebraska, bitch? You're in Nebraska. Do you give a fuck? Certainly, we do not care. I mean, there's a few states where if they just burned down, we would just go like, oh, okay. I don't know if anybody can name a city in South Dakota. I certainly can't. I'm sure Montana is beautiful. I've never been compelled to go there. I want to check out Bozeman, Montana, but I think that's it. Wyoming? What the fuck is in Wyoming? I don't know. I feel like I just go to Wyoming and be like, okay, I get it. I want to go back to a coast. Can I go to a coastal city now? There's just, unfortunately, there's just some parts of the country that people aren't going to care about. You know what I mean? You got the major three. People love New York. People love California. People love Florida. People love Texas. Don't know why. I think the heat's getting to their brain if you love Texas. People like Colorado. People like, I think that's about it. Yeah, I think that's about all people care about. Honestly. Massachusetts. People like Massachusetts. People don't really like Michigan. They don't even have clean water there in Flint, unfortunately. I think that's really it. I don't think a lot of the states people care about. I think if most of the states were never open to the public again, we'd be okay with that. If somebody said, Idaho is permanently banned from entering into, I'd be like, that's fine. I don't, what do I, oh, I'll get my potatoes elsewhere. I'll give up potatoes. I don't care. We could lose Idaho, couldn't we? If you live in Idaho, I'm sorry, but you understand. And if you don't, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, the stock market's looking bad. Trump's just setting, it's all over the place. One day there's tariffs imposed, the next day, you know, Trump does this to himself and then he is baffled at what's going on. It's kind of makes sense why he's had to declare bankruptcy in his lifetime and he's tanked casinos and other businesses. You know, he imposes a problem, then the problem comes back to bite him in the ass, and then he solves the problem by taking away the thing that he was doing to impose the problem in the first place. So he imposed all these tariffs, and then the stock market started to tank, and then he said, all right, now no more tariffs. And then Canada said, fuck you. We're not doing this back and forth. 25% tariffs on all electricity. And they said, and if you keep fucking with us, Trump, we're going to just fucking cut off the electricity. That's what they said. And now Canada's coming back and saying, all right, just kidding, no more tariffs. I don't know what's going on. Nobody's sticking to their word. I thought Canada was really going to stick to it. Ontario. It's really just Ontario. Ontario has electricity exports to the U.S. that impact, what is it, Michigan, New York, and Minnesota, I want to say. I could be wrong. I think those are the three states that Ontario's energy affects. And they got pissed and they said, all right, that's it. This is going to cost everyone in Michigan, Minnesota, and New York 100 extra bucks on their electricity bill. And we're not taking it back. And if you want to keep going, Trump, we're going to cut off the motherfucking electricity. And then today they came back and we're like, all right, we're not going to do that tariff. Nobody's got ball. I don't know what's going on. Nobody's got tits. It's not even balls. Balls are... You can't say somebody's got balls. for bravery, because balls are so weak. If you like blow on balls the wrong way, the guy winces. Nobody's got tits. All right. No one's got big enough tits to just stick with their fucking tariffs. You know, it's a pissing contest. I wish Ontario would just fucking stick to it and make Trump have to suffer. The stock market is suffering. We are veering maybe into a recession, depression. We'll see. You know, I don't invest, like I said up top. It doesn't look good for the stock market. My dad's a big finance head, and he always says, you know, the stock market, even when it's down, it's going to go back up. There's never been a time in the history of the stock market where it's always stayed down. He's not wrong, but that, I mean, you could be looking at a stock market being down for a few weeks, a few months, a few years. You know, yeah, it always goes back up, sure, but like some people can't hold on to losing all that money. Some people can. It's really unnecessary. And Trump just doesn't know what he's doing, it seems like. Which is not a shock, but I just wish Ontario would just stick to it. Yeah, they put a 25% fee on its electricity exports to New York, Michigan, Minnesota. He was applying maximum pressure, threatened to cut off electricity entirely. I wish they would, and I bet most people in New York, Minnesota, maybe Michigan, I think they'd be like, yeah, let's go a few days without power, see if Trump shits himself to death. They just keep going back and forth. It's crazy. I can't keep up with it. In the stock market, the one thing the stock market hates is uncertainty. And that's what Trump has been introducing into this country since day one of his presidency, is just maximum uncertainty. It is back and forth. It's state of emergencies because of something I caused. It's this. It's that. It's just uncertainty. And a stock market does not thrive on uncertainty. It needs certainty. So we'll see what happens. It's almost, I mean, really, Trump knows the stock market. That's all he cares about is money. So it's very interesting. It almost seems like on purpose at this point. He has to know what he's doing, at least with money. Let me get a sip of my water here. The last thing I wanted to talk about with you beautiful people are new allegations being made against Odell Beckham Jr. and Drewski. You may know Drewski as an online... He's an online guy. He's been on Instagram. He does a lot of really funny skits and sketches and, he's kind of like Brittany Broski for men. Maybe for black guys. I mean, I like Drewski. I don't follow Drewski anymore. He's fine. I think some of his stuff's really funny. But he became kind of big. You know, he's like Kai Cenat, who's kind of transcended and become famous off the internet. But there are new allegations, which Drewski has denied. Kind of a good defense in his defense. But... the other thing is there's a couple angles to this. So let me tell you what they're accused of, what's being alleged against these guys. They're being alleged Odell Beckham Jr., comedian Drewski, accused of a 2018 gang rape in a Diddy lawsuit. Let's see what happened. During the alleged gang rape, other defendants allegedly referred to Beckham as Cornelius. The lawsuit states the 32-year-old athlete's middle name is Cornelius. Okay. I mean, that's something you could just Google, but okay. I'm trying to find like the actual information here. Basically, somebody's claiming that Drewski and Odell Beckham gang raped them at P. Diddy's house in 2018 with P. Diddy. Oh, there's an accuser's name. I'm not going to say her name. I don't really care to say that out loud. I mean, what does that do? So then Odell Beckham said that, I really can't believe that my name is mentioned in that matter. There's absolutely no truth to these allegations. I do not know and have never met that person that filed the suit. I've never done anything like that. I would never do anything like that. I'm confident that these ridiculous claims against me will be dismissed. And then Drewski... who's 30. God damn, he's only 30. He was also accused in the suit of participating in the gang rape, but strongly denied the accusations and said he was fully confident he would be found innocent. This allegation is a fabricated lie. This is what Drewski's saying. This allegation is a fabricated lie. I wasn't even a public figure in 2018. I was broke, living with my mom without any connections to the entertainment industry at the time of this allegation, so the inclusion of my name is truly outlandish. Okay, now that is a good defense, I will say. Drewski, when did Drewski get famous? Let's see. Early 2021. So like 2020, 2021, COVID is when he started to really become an up-and-coming artist in the comedy world. Here's where it doesn't get good for him, okay? Drewski's been one of the most relevant comedians over the past years and has seen massive success with his career. The comedian wasted no time firing back. He said the allegation is fake. His big break came in 2020 when he started working with the rapper Jack Harlow. Okay. So then his follower count skyrocketed. He began receiving shout outs from many famous artists across the industry, Drake, Lil Yachty, and Odell Beckham. By early 2021, here's where it gets a little funky. By early 2021, he had established himself as an up-and-coming artist in the comedy world. He teamed up with Diddy's Revolt TV and Adidas on a web series, Sneaking In with Drewski, in which he interviewed celebrities such as Snoop Dogg, Teyana Taylor. Okay, so right there is where my ears perk up a little, because you can say, hey, in 2018, I wasn't shit. I was living at my mom's house. I wasn't famous. Couldn't have been me hanging out with Diddy. Or, that's a great defense. I'll give him that. Or you could say, I was introduced to Diddy in 2018 when I was still trying to be something, and I did some nefarious shit in a trade-off for fame. And within 2-3 years, I'm working on a Diddy project when Diddy was still huge, with a project with Diddy and Adidas. Like, that's huge on a web series. And that web series is huge. He's working with big names. No, that could be it too. So three years after this gang rape, that you already know Diddy, you could be working, you got in, you're in. You did some nefarious shit, you proved yourself with Diddy, and in 3 years' time, he's handing you some shit. Now, I don't know if that's true. That could be a stretch, because why are you waiting 3 years? If I did some shit, it better be tomorrow that I'm getting a deal with you, Diddy. But who knows? I could see both sides of the coin is what I'm saying. Drewski really could be like, I didn't have anything to do with this shit. I didn't know Diddy until 2021 because of what I was doing online. Or it could be the other way around, that Diddy helped him out because he did some shit and proved himself. I really don't know. I really don't know. I really don't care. I will say that Drewski hung around Diddy a lot. And Drewski was at white parties, and Drewski knows some shit. I guarantee you Drewski knows some shit. I'm not saying that he's done anything that's being alleged, but I'm saying he's hung out with Diddy. He was good friends with Diddy. He's seen some shit. For him to just play dumb completely, I don't know. I know that guy knows a lot more. But who knows? He may have not done anything at all. That's the thing. You can't go around saying, well, just because you worked with Diddy, so you must be a rapist. You can't do that, you know. I will just say that, you know, if you hung out with Diddy multiple times, you know what he's about. And if that doesn't make you grossed out or want to turn away and walk away, then that makes you a little complicit in my books. I don't think that I could hang out with him. I don't care who the fuck it is. You could put Jim Carrey in front of me, the guy who I have the face of. And if I go to Jim Carrey's house and he's like, hey, want to take part in a gang rape? I'm out of there. And then I'm posting on TikTok. And then I'm probably being murdered. But I'm not sticking around. I'm not hanging around. Even if I was just watching, wouldn't do it. Don't care. Some people need that fame, though. It's not me. And I think a lot of people would say that and maybe do differently in that scenario. And then some other people would be like, fuck it. I don't care. I'd do it. If I just had to watch a gang rape, I don't have to do anything. Yeah, I'll do it. Fame, money. This shit's hard out here. I'll take it. I understand everybody's perspective on that, but Yuck. I just don't think that Drewski's hands are completely clean. I'm not saying that he's a rapist at all. I'm just saying that, you know, birds of a feather flock together. And he stuck around Diddy for a very long time. And that is interesting. Okay, that's our show. Thank you so much for listening. Let me tell you these upcoming shows in full. So you're aware. Listen up. I may say your city. You better come to a fucking show. These are great shows and tickets are cheap. They're 10 cents. No. Usually they're 20 to 30 bucks. Okay? That's not bad. This weekend I'm in Dallas, Texas. Next weekend I'm in Tyler, Texas. In April I'm in Baltimore, Long Island, on Caseville, Connecticut at the Mohegan Sun. Chicago, Illinois, New Brunswick, New Jersey at Stress Factory. New York City, Bridgeport, Connecticut. St. Louis, Boston. Napa for the Napa Valley Stream Fest, who just announced will be there, is Jason Siegel. So it's a great festival. If you're in that area or want to go to Napa for a weekend, come on out April 24th to 27th. Flagstaff, Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, Poughkeepsie, New York, Los Angeles, Bristol, Tennessee, Westchester, PA, Royal Oak, Michigan, Louisville, Kentucky, Nashville, Tennessee, Eau Claire, Washington, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Massillon, Ohio, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Tickets are on my website, heathershawcomedy.com. Cities that are going to be added soon: Colorado Springs, Colorado, Batavia, Illinois, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Columbus, Ohio, Portland, Maine, and many more. And don't forget to rate and review this podcast whenever you get a chance. Leave a queef, baby. Be the queef nugget that I know you can be. And join the Patreon to support a gay. For just $3 a month, you can support a motherfucking gay. Patreon.com/HeatherShawComedy. You get an extra episode of this podcast every single goddamn week. And you also get a fun chat and a fun community. Thank you so much for listening. I love you so much. I'll see you next week. Stay gay, all right? See ya.
Prescriptions, copays, lab tests. Even with insurance, healthcare can cost thousands every year. But not for me, because I'm enrolled in VA healthcare. My service was then. My benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.